Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
David Hochberg, why are you in our studio? What are you all bothered about?
The governor has extended the local eviction notice.
Moratorium,
even though we are not in a high-risk state that the government dropped about 3 weeks ago, extending it. The governor has decided to extend the eviction moratorium until September 18th because there's a lot of money that still hasn't gotten into renters' hands to solve their rental problems.
You see, the eviction moratorium means they can't kick you out, means if you can't pay your rent, maybe you're not paying your rent, you still get to live there. They can't evict you.
Right.
That's going to last until the middle of September now.
Correct.
But the federal government did issue money for the landlords.
There's tens of billions of dollars that have been issued to help homeowners and renters since March of 2020 when the pandemic hit. What I don't understand is, and anytime something like this has come out, I've run on the radio and I've educated listeners about the latest CARES Act 1, CARES Act 2, you know, what forbearance is, why forbearance is important, just to get ahead of it. I don't understand when unemployment's down, there's help wanted signs in every single storefront and every business owner that I talk with are looking for help, why we continue to kick this can down the road. I understand there are people that are hurting, and the people that are hurting should get the help that they need, but what is the government, the Illinois state government, doing? What are elected officials doing not getting this money that's sitting there, John, into these renters' hands? And how's another 3 weeks if they haven't been able to do it for the past year?
I'm dying to chime in here.
How's another 3 weeks going to solve anything? That's what I don't understand. I'm taking the side of the owners of the buildings who can't sell their property at record highs.
Put your headphones on. What's the matter, Vicky?
No, I want to chime in here because I agree with David, but at the same time...
Well, then I don't want you to chime in.
No. I didn't hear you, Vicky. Sorry.
No, I was going to ask you a question, and the question is, how long do you think that after this moratorium has ceased to actually get these tenants out based on the number of filings of evictions that the Cook County...
It's a great question.
Right?
Yeah, they got a log.
It's going to take like years.
It's a great question. I talked to a foreclosure attorney. Once they start the foreclosure proceedings, it's 6 months. Okay? I talked to a gentleman, a friend of mine, this morning. He has six friends who own buildings that can't sell their buildings because they have tenants in them, and there's no way that they could sell a rental property when you don't have any rental income coming in of those rental properties. I would like somebody from, you know, I'm a part-time radio host, and I don't do this full-time. I'd like somebody on your side of the table, right? A journalist.
You're looking at me?
Yeah, you. You know, because not me, because I'd fire on them. I would like when you're talking to government officials, okay, from the mayor all the way up to the governor and every state elected officials in every county.
The governor doesn't do radio interviews.
Well,
keep going.
Okay. Why should we give you more money and why should we give you more time if you can't get the money that you already have? And you've had a year and a half to get the money into people's hands.
I got 60 seconds, David, so I don't have a long time for this conversation. But what percentage do you think, and this isn't a leading question, I wonder what percentage of the people who aren't paying their rent are just taking advantage of the situation?
I have no idea.
But that's a pretty good question.
It's a very good question. I could tell you this, according to Steve Ratner on CNBC Morning Joe a couple weeks ago, 44% of those collecting unemployment are making more in unemployment than they were collecting working. Okay, so I know Tom Janke had a job, $20 an hour warehouse job. He offered to an individual that came in. He told me this, you know, this past Saturday, and the guy told him I can make more money in unemployment.
I think this conversation changes really fast now.
It does.
Kids go back to school, and there's parents who don't have child care are able to go back to work.
Correct, but the whole thing is, the bottom line is this. What has the government done with all that money, and why hasn't that money gotten into the renters' hands?
Yeah.
And what is another 3 weeks going to do? What have you been doing for the last year and a half?
JB, if you're listening, the number is 312-981-7200, and that's on you.